Oh, yes, it hurts. My legs hurt this morning. I cycled over Waterloo Bridge on the brand new bikes and the cycle hire scheme. I think I need a bit more practice. But I can tell you now, on the South Bank here at the docking station here, the blonde flock of hair that is Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London, he is talking to a huge amount of media. It's unbelievable how much interest there is in this cycle hire scheme, the brand new cycle hire scheme in London. A mass of media scrum, the world's media here, looking at Boris Johnson, just perusing around the docking station right now, and I think he's going to make a speech very soon, and he'll be joining us hopefully a little bit later. Now, we heard from Mick Hifford earlier, the head of special projects at Transport for London. He was telling us a little about some of the problems they've encountered so far, and this morning we know, when I was at the Broadcasting House docking station earlier, it's already been targeted by protesters who are putting stickers about the Iraq war onto the bikes, and this is what Mick Hifford told me about that earlier.
There's a number of sites that we're aware of that have been stickered overnight. The bicycles have been stickered. I'm informed that someone has been arrested for that offence already, so we're very upset about that, obviously. These things will happen, but I would urge Londoners to adopt this scheme. This is a scheme for Londoners, and we really want people to take it to their heart.
I've just been told by one of the mayor's team, actually, that there's now over 600 people have used a bike in the last couple of hours since it opened at 6 a.m. this morning. There's 315 docking stations. The mayor's admitted himself there's teething problems with safety, vandalism and some technical glitches. There'll be 1,000 fewer bikes also ready than originally promised. But 12,450 keys have been handed out to Londoners, enabling them to unlock the bikes left at the docking points across Zone 1 and Zone 2. And as I said, my colleague of mine, Claire and myself, I took the bike, she took the bus. We did two different experiences, and Claire recorded on the bus what people thought, whether they'd be switching from the bus to the bike, and this is what they told her.
Truthfully, no. I mean, I travel, I use a bike a lot at home. I live outside London, but we travel up to London every day to work, so we won't be coming up to central London at the weekends either.
No, I have a bicycle. I'm sort of recuperating from a crash at the moment, so I'm not cycling at the moment. Yeah, I do try and be careful, and but sometimes, you know, black cabs stop without indicating or turn without indicating. Or
frequent jet is a new system I have seen in Paris. It's a good idea, but I will get the token and I will use it.
Now, I've just spotted here in the crowd London Assembly Green Party member Jenny Jones. Jenny, you've been a critic of this scheme, haven't you? Are you smiling today as it's being launched?
Well, I am, in fact, because even though I think there are some problems, in fact, I think this scheme is a fantastic idea. And what we have to do now is make sure that cyclists send their views to the mayor and make sure that all the problems, all the little problems are fixed.
What's the problems then, Jenny?
Well, the mayor outlined some of them yesterday, you know, partly not getting as many docking stations, as many bikes and so on, but overall moving this off today was absolutely the right thing to do. They shouldn't delay it, they shouldn't have delayed it, and we are now going to see a different London.
Are you going to be using the cycles yourself, Jenny?
Well, I haven't registered, and I probably won't, because I've got my own bike, which I tend to use, but I've thought about it, and I will encourage other people to do it, obviously.
Now, tell us again, what were your key concerns? What are the problems with these bikes?
Well, I would have preferred them to so that you could use Oyster with them. That would have been great. In other cities and other countries, they've actually managed to tie the bike cards into their public transport finance system. And that's a bit of a gap. But I think Transport for London will fix that. And we might even find some better technology here.
OK, Jenny, thank you very much. Also, I've got Roger Geffen here. He's from CTC, the National Cyclists Organisations. Roger, what do you think of this scheme? Is it good for cyclists?
Well, absolutely. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for Londoners to discover the joys of cycling, the fun, the freedom, the fitness, and the financial gains from cycling. I really hope, therefore, that this scheme is a big success in spite of those teething problems that Jenny has rightly referred to. I hope that people discover the joys of cycling, and that in turn triggers the finance to enable the scheme to spread around London and indeed throughout the rest of the country too, because we really do need to recreate a cycling culture in this country.
Thank you very much, Roger Geffen there from CTC, the National Cyclist Organisations. Boris has just picked up a bike. He's cycling around here on the South Bank, and I'll have more from here later.